Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
How much do you want for that hammer?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. There's no hammer in there.
You're not a very good salesman if you're trying to hide your inventory.
He lets out a trill, like a whistle of like a, that sounds like a bird call.
Okay,
I can't do them.
Oh, goodness gracious.
He's not
arm yourselves, everyone.
and he says, you might be right at that. I would say that I'm probably not a great merchant.
Oh,
and
he's a thief.
And he picks up his spear and he jabs it out at you, Lank.
Oh my god.
And I need everybody to roll initiative.
Ah, you thief!
That's what I get for being perceptive.
We're gonna take a break here. Everybody can roll, load up, roll 20.
Ah, thief! Thief!
Dick wad!
Damn it!
All right, so we all back. Everybody looking at the map.
I got a 21.
21, whoa.
Uh-oh.
I forgot to roll.
8.
All right.
I also got 8.
Twins!
We are initiative buddies.
12.
I like how I'm the one getting stabbed, and I'm like, oh, I'll wait for everybody else to take it. Don't want to be rude.
I really want to eat my hummus. Now I have to look at my spells.
I really want to eat hummus, and now I have to look at my spells. What a weird sentence. Such a weird sentence.
So, yes, Rafina, you are quick on your feet. You see this guy, even before he picks up his spear aggressively, you know something's up, and you're ready. So, mm-hmm. He begins to make an attack towards Lank. What do you do?
I am still holding my mug of tea, so rather than get my...
all day, you're really nursing that thing.
It doesn't really taste all that good, so it takes a long time to drink.
Imagine my surprise.
So I'm going to pull out my mace, which is one-handed.
Okay.
And strike him.
So you're going to rush up to him and smack him?
Yep.
Okay. You can control your dude there.
You want me to do it? Okay.
Yeah, so that you just pick wherever you want
him
to go.
Bam! Bam!
So rush up past Lank and everybody, and you smack him. Go ahead and...
Can I reach him from diagonal like that?
Yep.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll an attack with your mace.
Here we go. Oh, a fantastic 2, and plus or minus... Minus 1 is 1! This is great!
You run up and swing wildly and miss wildly.
Do I at least spill the tea on him?
All right, it is.
Yes.
It's lukewarm at best at this point. So he's
right.
Mildly inconvenienced. All right.
So you moistened him, in other words.
Yeah. May his sword be rusted.
It is Nick's turn. He is going to vault over you, Lank. And
that was not necessary.
No, he... Sorry, step. And pull his rapier out as he does so and rush at this man trying to defend you and plunge it into him somewhere vital. He is going to roll. And that is going to hit. His rapier finds some meaty part of him. All right. He sinks his rapier in and he... deals 5 damage to him, and says, "Don't you dare!" And then we go to Bathwack.
Can I just try to rip his bag off of his arm? Like,
steal from the stealer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have to get closer a little bit, but you can do that. And then I'll have you roll a dexterity check.
All right.
To try to grab it.
16.
All right. And then go ahead and roll a strength check to see if you rip it off.
16.
Okay. You actually are able to do so. You rip the pack off of his back. The fabric kind of rips, and weapons come spilling out onto the ground everywhere.
I guess that's... All right, so I have to wait until next turn to do anything?
Yeah, that's pretty much your action.
Yeah, but you made that guy sad. Good job.
All right.
I think that was good. I think that was good. He's probably like, hey!
It is his turn, and he is going to...
say, hey!
He says that as he is lunging out at Lank with his spear. So he's going to roll to hit, and it's a 20 to hit.
He's attacking me through Nick?
Yep.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Yes, that's going to hit.
Okay. So that does 3 piercing damage. And then he is going to bend down and try to scramble to grab up a few of his things. But he's not going to have time to do so. How about everyone make a perception check?
Ooh, 20! My first ever!
Yay!
Your first ever? Whoa! Or wait, it should be, this should be Rafina's 20.
I like turtles.
Hey! So that plus my 3 is 23.
Got it.
6.
6?
15.
18.
Okay.
I figured we didn't need to roll after Rafina's super perception.
Well, you know, maybe she notices Nick's body odor and wouldn't share it with the rest of you. So it's important to know if you know or not. Will and Lank, you catch a glimpse of some movement in the trees to the north and south of the road. The map here is a little, it's not as sparse as this in reality. There's more tree cover. It's kind of more right up on the road. And Rafina... You see that as well, but you specifically you see to the north side of the road, closer to you, these creatures, they seem to be covered in hair and bounding toward you.
Oh, gross.
What the hell? This guy's like a man that's with the wolves?
Or yeah, I think he wanted to make sure we didn't have the silver so that he could set the werewolves on us. You guys, hairy things, here come the hairy things, they're tribbles. Just kidding.
Yay!
Lawsuit.
How big are they? I guess I didn't notice. Never mind.
You didn't see them, but if how anybody, big are they? I mean, she shouted that out, so you can see, you can notice them. They're man sized, and there's 2 figures to the north and 3 to the south.
Look out, guys!
Whoa!
While I'm doing this, it is Lank's turn.
Well, I know I'm one of the ones who noticed the things coming out of the trees.
Yep, but Rafina yelled about them too, so you're definitely aware.
Well, if the guy was lying about what was in his bag and now he's trying to gather up his stuff, I think I'm going to attack the guy.
Okay.
So, rolling. That is 24 to hit.
That is certainly a hit.
All right, and 9.
Okay. As your hammer, your maul, hits into him, it feels like you're hitting something much harder than a person.
Whoa.
It does not feel as mushy as skin and bone would normally, you think.
It's a robot.
So,
it's a robot!
How much did you say you dealt?
9.
Okay. You think it feels like meta terms, but you feel like you dealt maybe about half that.
Hmm. Well, then I'm going to try to hit him again.
All right, go ahead.
Harder. That is 18 to hit.
That is a hit.
And this time it is 14.
All right. And again, you feel like you dealt about half of that.
So 28.
You're right! He's also terrible at math. Will, it's your turn.
All right, yeah, I think when I got that feeling that something was going on, because, like, this is totally something that sounds familiar, basically. So, I cast Fly.
Okay.
And I fly the fuck away from Harm's way.
Back to the house.
Yes, as mentioned before, I go and become the mayor of Valaki forever.
Having been in the bedroom the whole time,
yes.
You cast Fly just for fun.
Just for fun, yep.
All right.
Exactly.
Cool. Yep.
That's all I can do, though.
So you just
go
straight up, or do you?
I'm going to what I imagine is that he, getting that uneasy feeling, he casts fly and flies up, back away from the guy that we were interacting with in the road, just kind of survey and see where everyone's coming from, so he can shout out to people where the wolves are coming from. Like, oh, this one's about to hit you, or this one's coming. Mm-hmm. That's what he would do.
Got it. Cool.
I don't think I can do anything else, unfortunately. But I have I have no armor and I have no hit points. I'm like a piddly guy, so I have to protect myself first before I can shoot them with stuff.
Sure.
Also, I'm going to fly away.
I'll go get help.
911. Rafina, it's your turn.
I am now going to turn my gaze to the werewolves. Rafina whips out the crossbow because the tea is totally spilled now. I'm going to aim at the purple one.
All right. That's one of the ones to the north. It's marked, listeners, with a purple circle.
And he has jeans on. Wait, werewolf wearing jeans.
He's a never nude.
Yes! It's Tobias Funke. And he's running at us.
In the wild. All right, so I rolled a 7, which stinks. It's a total of 13.
Okay, that hits.
Woohoo! 1d8. Ooh, a 9. Just kidding. It's a 6. Plus 3 is 9. Oh, it really was! Yes.
Awesome.
Except for the fact that you see this bolt shoot over and it, and where you would normally see it, like, lodge into somebody's shoulder or something like that, it basically seems to, like, sort of gouge out some skin and bounce off of him.
Ugh.
So it still damages him, but
oh my God.
Significantly less, you
What's
think.
Wrong with these things? Okay, all right.
And he goes, "Aah!" More angrily than in pain.
Holy crap.
And would you like to move anywhere?
Well, no, because I'd have to move away from dude, and he would just hit me.
He would try to, yes.
Yeah, forget it. I'm staying.
Okay. It is Nick's turn. He's going to, as always, try to drive his rapier into something. Jeez. Come on, Nick.
He has peen issues.
Uh-oh.
He has peen issues.
Oh, that's just unfortunate.
Yeah.
He slips with his rapier and he says, "My peen!"
And everybody stops and looks at him. What?
No, he,
My peen.
It looks like he's maybe undecided. He's thinking maybe he should go after this threat coming from the woods. Then he turns back to the guy, back to the woods, and eventually he misses completely and terribly and utterly, and is a failure. Bathwack, your turn.
He's a failure.
I want to scan the ground. Do I see this hammer or whatever it was that I saw?
I mean, you see there's a couple things wrapped up in fabric. There's one that's a bit bigger. You think that's probably it? It's basically all at your feet.
All right, I want to try to grab it.
All right, you can do so.
Great, is it covered? Let's uncover it.
You uncover it, and it does seem to be a shiny silver warhammer.
All right, so I'll sheath my sword, and I'll just start using the hammer.
All right.
Yeah.
You go ahead and roll your attack. The attack bonus is going to be the same as it would be with your sword, I believe.
I did my mace wrong, by the way.
That'll be different.
Hold on, I've got to figure this out again.
We have to redo it all, because I did my mace wrong. I just might have hit him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for the record. So, everything else from now is cheating.
Wait, so it should actually just be entirely the same. It doesn't matter.
The damage is, they'll be different. The damage varies weapon to weapon, but the attack is going to be the same. So you can roll your d20 and add whatever your normal attack is.
Yeah, but the damage modifier should also be the same.
The modifier is, but the dice are probably different. I think yours is, what, 2d6 right. Or something like that, or...
Do I still have time to attack?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'll try to hit the guy right next to me, obviously. And
okay.
Some 24. No, wait. It's even higher than that. 25.
That is certainly a hit. Okay. It's 1d8.
Okay.
Oh, chuckles to himself.
8.
Total?
Yeah.
All right. You strike him with this silver hammer, and it seems to explode almost like very briefly with like sparks or fire. Fire. I'm deciding.
Okay.
Sparks or fire.
Or
whatever
pizza.
You like. Yeah.
Explodes with pizza.
Pinza.
Pinza.
Bang, bang, Max Bathwax silver hammer. Came down with a spark.
But yeah, that seems to be definitely effective against the werewolf. And it is their turn, unless you want to move anywhere, Bathwax.
Hey, I'm going to move around behind him.
Okay. And then we go to the bad guys.
Oh, shit.
He holds his arm where you struck him with the hammer, and he lets out a roar. And before your eyes, you see him transform.
Ah.
His skin grows fur all over. The mutton chops connect into a full beard before hair explodes all over his face.
Whoa.
And his mouth extends out into a snout. His legs sort of seem like to break and reform into these like backwards joints. Before you stands a half man, half wolf, just like the others that you see in the area around you. And I'm stalling because I'm still not doing this as fast as I would like. And there he is in his form.
And his glory.
There he is.
What does he look like?
A wolf.
Is he wearing jeans too? I want to know who's wearing jeans.
Never nude. There's dozens of us!
Dozens!
All right, and the rest of them approach. The one that you struck, Rafina, he lopes up to you. As he does, you see the wound that you inflicted in his shoulder grow over and stitch itself back together.
Oh my freaking god.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
And he is going to lash out at you with his clawed hands. Okay. 15.
My armor class is 16.
All right, so that misses. He's going to do it again for much less. 6 to hit. So,
don't you love that I knew to look at my armor class? I feel like that's the first time
Yay!
I've known what to do.
It's because you rolled a 20.
Yep. I know. This is my day.
Excellent. So it looks like maybe he's not used to trying to hit somebody so short. And he just swipes his claws at open air. Air.
Yeah.
The other one to the north runs up at you, Lank. And first he's going to lash out at you with one of his clawed hands. And that's a 12 to hit.
I can defeat a 12.
All right. His claws clash off of your chainmail. But then he's going to lunge in and try to bite you. And that is a 23 to hit.
Oh, shit.
That yeah.
All righty. So that does... teeth sink into your flesh. He does 7 piercing damage, and I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
What, is he gonna turn into a werewolf?
I've already been possessed. I think I've had enough. That would be... what's the modifier? 16.
Okay. You feel this sort of heat rush through your blood, through your body. But it sort of flares up and fades.
What the fuck?
For future saving throws, everyone gets to add a +3
if they're within 10. Wait, what are you, the boss now?
If they're within 10 feet of me.
It's a feature his character
has. Okay.
How much? +3?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Sweet.
So,
too bad I'm 1,000 feet away. Back in Milwaukee.
Will's like, damn it, that's not fair! From 60 feet in the air. Cleaning his fingernails with his knife.
Bathwack, get up here!
You reach down, cast fly on him too. Come on! Okay, cool. And then we've got the ones to the south of the road that come...
Really? We have south ones now?
Yeah. You always have, and you always will.
Oh, yeah. Well, so much for being perceptive.
All right. The one runs up and tries to slash at Nick. That's going to miss. He's going to try again. That hits. And it's going to do 9 slashing damage to Nick. Rends into his flesh. We've got another one to the south. He's going to run up. And he's going to try to slash at you, Bathwack, with his claws. That's a 10 to hit.
Miss.
And a 22 to hit.
That's a hit.
6 slashing damage. And this other one to the south is also going to rush up. He's going to first try to claw at you. And that is a...
Oh, no! Bad time.
Boo.
Critical hit, so that is going to deal 14 slashing damage, and then he is going to try to bite at you on the wound that he caused. Just sink in even deeper with his teeth.
What a jerk.
And that's a 16 to hit.
That's a miss. Phew.
All right. And then we go to Lank.
Okay, well, nonsense is going on around here. I think I'm just going to keep smacking at the guy here in front of me.
The original guy?
Yeah, the original. That is 18 to hit.
That is a hit.
And that is 11 damage. I mean, again. 22 damage.
And again, it's like hitting metal, hitting steel, something like that.
33 damage. Well, seems like this is an uphill battle, but I'm going to try to hit him again.
Okay.
And that is 22 to hit.
That is definitely a hit.
14.
Alrighty. So 7. He is not looking too good. He's been pounded on quite a bit.
When I hit him, does it hold its shape as if I was actually hitting metal? Like, is he dented now?
Kind of, actually. You think maybe where you would have, you know, rent flesh or broken bone, it's just kind of dented in. Yeah.
I'm going to make a biscuit out of you, boy.
Nice.
It's Will's turn.
Oh, okay. I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast, both blasts, at the purple werewolf who was attacking Rafina.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
19 plus 6?
Hit.
25?
Mm-hmm.
9 plus 6? 15.
Hit.
Sweet. All right. 6 and 2.
All right. So these beams of energy lance down at the werewolf, and similar to the crossbow bolts, they don't seem to sink into the flesh as much as you would expect.
Yeah. I don't got much else, though. Yeah, I'm going to try to push him because he's right kind of... He's about 10 feet away from the other vampire, damn it. The other werewolf. I'm going to kind of try to push him into that werewolf to see if they get all tangled up in their werewolfiness.
Okay.
Maybe, if that'll help something.
Got it.
Try to make them all clumsy together. Oh, we're werewolves and we knocked into each other.
You push him into the one and the other one stumbles back a step.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It did nothing. Good job.
Yeah, he falls on his back and then kips up immediately.
Oh, jerk face, wolf.
Rafina, your turn.
Rafina is going to raise her arms and create a spiritual weapon.
Yay!
But she has to decide what form it will be in. All right, so wait, what do I have to do? V and S.
Verbal and somatic.
Yes. Okay, and as a bonus action, can move weapon up to 20 feet and repeat attack, which I will do, by the way. I will do that. because we've been talking about it, a huge hammer appears in the air.
Is it a ball peen hammer?
You betcha.
Yes.
Is it bigger than my hammer?
Oh, it's bigger than everyone's hammer. There's serious peen envy going on. Yes.
Me to it.
Yes.
7 and 6 is 13.
Who are you attacking?
I'm attacking the...
The one in the center? The one that transformed in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay. That hits.
Oh, God bless it. It's a 1. Plus 3 is 4.
And are you going to move it and attack somebody else? You're going to attack him again?
You betcha. You betcha. Oh, that's an idea.
You can choose to move it. You can move it up to 20 feet and repeat the attack.
All right. Yeah, I'm just going to attack him again, darn it.
All right, go for it.
Oh, and I lost my dice.
No!
Here we go. 14 plus whatever it is, 6.
Hit.
20.
Hits again. The peen smacks down.
And I got another whopping 1. There he is, 4.
All right. These also seem to not be as effective as you would hope.
Jeez.
Against
Sucks.
This creature.
Why can't my attack be based on how high I rolled the first one?
And it's Nick's turn. He's going to whirl around and try to rapier the one who tried to hit him. And as it's adjacent to you, Rafina, he gets to do so with advantage, thankfully. And that is plenty to hit this guy. So he is finally going to do some damage. Go, Nick!
Go, Nick! We knew you could do it.
Oh, no, he doesn't do it with advantage. He gets a sneak attack. Damn it, he misses.
Oh.
I don't know how to play my own character.
You're so honest, too. None of us would have known.
It's true.
All right, but he's going to stay put, and then we go to Bathwack.
Bathwack mutters a guttural prayer to cast Searing Smite, and then I'm going to go after the same guy.
The one in the center?
Yeah.
All right, what is Searing Smite?
Oh, if I hit him, he'll catch on fire.
Oh, cool. All right. So roll your attack.
Okay. 25.
That is a hit.
Yeah.
10 damage from the weapon, and then another, another 6 fire damage.
Okay. The weapon strikes him, and the flames shoot out, but this time they are fueled by your divine belief in your god, and they ignite, and they seem to sear his skin as much you would normally expect flame to sear something. He doesn't seem to be as resistant to flame as he is to a lot of these other attacks that he's taken. He starts howling in pain as these flames course up and down his body, and it looks like he's barely standing at this point.
Cool. So I guess he has to make saving throws each turn, or he keeps burning?
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So on his turn?
At the start of each turn, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to make another attack.
Oh, right. You can do that. Against him?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Go ahead.
Ooh, 20.
All right. So you max your damage. So 8 plus your normal modifier, and then roll a d8 again.
Okay. 19.
All right. So he is on fire. And at that point, after that attack, he had 2 hit points left. So go ahead and describe your critical hit, laying this creature low.
Oh, geez. I don't know, but it sounds disgusting. I closed my eyes.
I don't know what happened.
Imagine a bag of wet flour. But yes, this silvered maul hammer drives straight through him, and he is cleaved in twain, and is no more. All the other werewolves go, and they attack with vengeance, with fury, with ferocity. The purple bejeaned werewolf, he flexes, and the smoking wounds that had been left behind from the Eldritch Blast close up again.
Oh my god.
He first tries to claw you, Lank. And that is 21 to hit.
Yep.
So holy that does shit. 5 piercing damage, or slashing? Piercing? Slashing. It makes more sense. And he lunges in to try to bite you. And that is a 10 to hit.
That does not hit.
Ah, its teeth get caught in your chainmail. Alright. And then the other one to the north, right next to him and to you, Lank, he tries to claw at you. And that is an 11 to hit.
That is not a hit.
And then he tries to bite you. 15 to hit.
That is also not a hit.
Okay. Nick is locked in a duel with one of them, and he tries to claw at Nick. And that is You always give it away.
Well, when I hear you build up, I'm like, I look over at the dice. I don't look at the dice. I try not to look otherwise, but I hear you, and that is a 4. Like, you're not going to say anything else.
So he does 14 slashing damage with his claws. Sinks in, finds some tender, meaty part, and then he is going to try to take that advantage and bite at Nick. And that misses. And then the ones to the south, surrounding you, Batwhack, they are going to pounce on you, try to take you down. We've got 12 to hit with a claw.
Miss.
And a 22 to hit with a bite.
That's a hit.
Okay. So that does 6 piercing damage, and you need to make a constitution saving throw.
Guess I don't get any bonus to my own saving throws. 13.
All right. You feel something like I described with Lank. Your blood runs hot, but it only lasts a moment. But definitely did not feel pleasant for that moment.
Oof.
And then we go to the green one. It's going to try to do the same thing. It's going to claw at you, and that's a 7 to hit. And a 17 to hit with the bite.
Oh.
Jeez.
Sorry, just a second. Slow. Okay. That's a miss, yeah.
Okay. Just misses. He clashes, gnashes against your armor there. And then we go to Lank.
Goody. Now, the guy I had been wailing on, we imagined the wet bag of flour.
Right.
So he's gone.
He is dead.
So I think Bejeaned Purple over here is going to get a mullet if I can hit him.
All right, go for it.
Where's... I've lost my D20. All right, I will find another one.
It happened to me too. Weird.
I suspect the communists. that is a 21 to hit.
I'm going to stop listening.
That is a hit.
Oh, good point. Then I hit for 13.
No, you don't. You hit for 6.
Wait, they're metal too?
You get the same feeling as when you hit this one.
Hey, Will, cast fly on me. I want to just fly around. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to hit him again. Or try to hit him again.
Mm-hmm.
I found my missing die, by the way.
Good.
Isn't that good? Well, let's see how I roll.
What a funny prank those communists played.
17.
Hit.
And I will... VMS 5 is it? 42. No, it's not really. I was kidding. It's 8.
Just like a communist would. All right, you smack against this blah, 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 blah guy and hit him with your maul. But not as effective as you would think you would be. Will, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to cast a spell and communicate what the spell is going to do to everyone else so that it might help them.
Good plan.
I am going to cast Hold Person, and I think I can do it on 2 people. And I'm going to... Well, does it count? Do werewolves count as people?
They are humanoids, yes.
All right. So I'm going to cast it on these 2 motherfuckers. The purple, the one that attacked Rafina before, and the yellow one that he tripped into.
The 2 to the north, the ones that just tried to attack Lank.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to hold them.
Okay, how does that work?
It says the target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw. or be paralyzed for the duration. At the end of each of its turn, the target can make another wisdom saving throw. On a success, the spell ends on the target.
Okay.
So, and I can do it to two because I'm at that level, so.
All right.
Yeah, and they must be within 30 feet of each other, which they are.
So you said a wisdom saving throw?
Yeah, please fail.
What am I trying to beat?
14.
All right. They look up at you as you do this thing. Describe it.
Oh, hold person.
Hold person! You yell.
I think that it is like, all of a sudden there's like a, like tendrils of that smoke that the swirly man is, like that kind of stuff. It like kind of just starts swirling and swirling around me. So it kind of looks like a dark thundercloud, just very intimidating. And there's like a really loud whip crack sound that I'm even afraid of. That scares him, but it also scares them. And they're like, ah! And then they, you know, they make the sound that I make when I'm scared, which is, ah! Apparently. It's apparently always the sound I make.
Uh-huh.
And then it's something like to do with that image that paralyzes them with fear. But cool. It probably won't work. You're like, and so they fail, right? Is that what you're going to say?
The one wearing blue jeans, he goes, ah! And he freezes, claws midair. And the other one just kind of snarls at you.
I give him the finger. And then I can tell that the one, it worked on the one, yeah. Right? I'm going to just shout as loud as I can to everyone and just indicate that that one can't move for right now. So if you want, attack him.
Okay. Cool.
Or attack whatever else you want. I don't care. Do whatever you want. My spell didn't go as well as I planned. It scared me as well.
Alrighty. And then we go to Rafina.
Alright. Sacred flame time, dudes. I cast sacred flame.
Who are you casting it at?
I'm casting it at the jerk who won't die. Whose wounds just healed. He's not already dead, right? He's the... Which color is he?
He's purple. He's also frozen.
Man. Oh, I don't want to interrupt his spell then, because that'll ruin the spell, right?
Is that what it said? If he takes damage, it fails? Hey.
Hmm?
Hold person. Does it... If they take damage, does it end?
I don't think so.
Probably, right?
No.
Oh, no?
Nope.
All right, then. I'm going to burn you up. Yeah, I'm going to burn you up.
Yeah.
And it can't move, so it's having a hard time dodging. So it fails automatically. Dexterity saving throws.
Nice.
And you are within 5 feet of it, and that means it is a critical hit. So you max your damage. So that does this guy. He is suddenly roiling with flame.
Yeah.
And just like before, when he took some fire damage from Batthwack, it seems to be as effective as you would imagine it to be.
Yeah.
Meaning it does full damage out of character.
He, you know, in those ridiculous videos on Facebook where they're showing you how to cook something and they'll like show you a full pumpkin and then they'll go snap and the pumpkin is like mush.
Yes.
So that's what happens. This guy, you just go like this, snap, and he's just bones.
Nice.
All right.
That's awesome. And I can even do that from my vantage point. It's like I just make a little TV screen with my fingers and then I snap and then I see it. Yeah, Rafina. I clap. That's entertaining. Good job. Someone should do that in a series of cooking videos.
All right. Then we go to Nick. He is one-on-one with this werewolf guy with his little pokey sword, and that's going to miss.
Crap.
And then we go to Batwack. There are 5 werewolves remaining to catch everybody up.
Still 5. It was 6 before. Mm-hmm. Crap.
Well, you all ganged up on one and pretty much just took him down.
Right, but man.
So which one have we been hitting the most? The purple guy?
Yes.
All right.
Nick's been trying to hit the red one and failing.
Then I'm going to approach the two in the north.
All right. You are going to take opportunity attacks. from the two crap. Near you.
That's right. Maybe I don't want to do that. Come on down here, guys. Attack these.
Yeah, we definitely have to be some kind of communicating people right now. We have to communicate, you guys. Communicate.
Use your words.
All right, so here's what I'll do. So first I'll cast Shield of Faith, and then...
That just bumps up your armor, right?
Yeah, that's it. Then I'll take the opportunity attacks, and okay. I'll come up here and attack the purple guy if I'm still alive.
You probably will be.
Is that for Bathwack or for the other guy?
Well, they're attacking him. So one of them rolled a 1. The other one has a 19 to hit.
Which is now a miss.
Ah.
Yeah.
It clangs off of your face.
Was that his face or his face?
His face.
His face?
It clangs off your face.
Yeah.
Right. And go ahead and do your thing.
All right. Yeah, so 2 attacks on this purple guy.
All right. They're both with advantage.
With advantage?
Yeah, because he can't move, so he can't dodge.
Yeah!
Oh, sweet. Well, let's see if we can do any better than that. Nope. I can't add. 24, so it's a hit.
Mm-hmm. And they're all critical hits if they hit.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yes!
So
I did something right! Yay!
20. So 20 damage for the first one.
Okay.
And then the next one is 20 to hit.
That's a hit. So another 20.
And it's 18 damage.
Why was one less? Oh, because you do roll to add more to it. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
You kill that one.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Teamwork!
Give Will a thumbs up.
Yay! Swirling creepy smoke around me gives you the thumbs up.
Yeah.
Or the middle finger, I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah, you can't really
tell. It's a finger, I mean.
It's a finger, yeah.
I can't tell with you either. You only have 3 fingers. I'm like, what the hell finger is that? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I can't even tell.
And then we go for the wolves. Let's play out another round in the Nick werewolf duel. That is a miss with the claw. And a miss with the bite. Good. So they are just wailing at nothing. They're just like in this really slow stage combat fight. You block here. Okay, I'm gonna go in here. All right. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
The werewolves are gonna move up from the south towards y'all. Let's see.
From the south. Huh?
Nice. Well, I think I might just reckon. I think I'll make a bite. On one of you twos.
We just lost like 500
yeah,
listeners.
Exactly.
That's how werewolves talk, guys. It's
oh,
just
yeah.
true.
That's duh. All
right.
My grandma must have been a werewolf. She was from Tennessee.
She talked like just like that?
Yeah, she talked like that. She was like, hey, hey.
That's not how I sounded.
Well, that was also a terrible impression that I just did. She sounded exactly like that werewolf.
All right. The yellow one is going to... what was that message?
A message.
Probably Greg.
No, I don't have any.
Yeah, it probably is Greg.
Ah, yes! Yes! Yes, it is.
Would you care to describe it?
Well, it's when Dark Helmet is trying to hit Lone Star and he's just holding him by the helmet. He's just swinging over and over. That is exactly what it's like.
His Schwartz is too small.
Now, which one is Nick and which one is the wolf?
Not based
sure.
on how this combat's been going, take your pick.
Yeah, yeah. I know, exactly. They're just doing it alternately. Like, one holds one head, they keep swinging.
Or they're just head to head. Forehead to forehead.
Yeah,
swing,
just swing, swing, swing.
All right. What was I doing? I don't remember.
That was so great.
Oh, I remember. I was playing D&D. Okay. So the one to the north, he is going to attempt to claw at you, Batwack. That is a 7 to hit. And he's going to try to claw you again. And that is a 15 to hit. So those both miss, yep. And then the two to the south, they're both going to try to claw and bite at you, Lank. The first one has a 21 to hit with the claws.
Yep.
So that's 8 slashing damage.
8?
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
He's going to try to bite at you for 7, even stupider.
Stupid. Stupid.
And the other one claws at you, 18 to hit.
That's a hit? I thought you were saying that was the damage. I was like, so much for that long rest.
7 slashing damage.
I mean, we're still getting there.
And then he rolls to bite. And rolls
for
20.
Oh, no!
Alright, so that does...
I just healed, Lank. I'm going to have to do it all over again.
11 piercing damage.
Wow, okay.
And roll a constitution saving throw and add your +3 since you're right by your buddy Bathwack there.
Constitution saving throw +3 would be 17.
All right.
Oh, wait. No, +3 plus then 4. Okay, 18. 21.
All right. Your blood runs hot for a moment.
But then I see a centerfold and my blood runs cold.
Oh man,
that's awesome!
And it is. It's your turn, Angel.
Well, I'm hanging on by a thread here.
Oh no!
So gonna have to smack me some wolves. Let's see here. How about the blue one?
All right, one of the ones to the south tried to. He was the stupid one.
Stupid.
That is, oh, so close. 9 is 27 to hit.
Holy majolies, that hits.
I would hope so. And that is 10.
Okay. Again, like hitting stone, but still does some damage. Gonna try again? Or wait,
yep.
Or what? Yes.
Gonna try me another one here. That is... It's hard to read. That is 22 to hit.
Where is Greg?
I'm leaning over looking at my dice. Sorry.
It was so crazy because I was looking and nobody was in their frame. It was like all of a sudden the bodies had been removed. And there was...
That is 11.
Sorry to interrupt, but I was very alarmed.
That misses.
No, that's the damage I just...
Oh, sorry, I'm not paying attention, apparently.
Being too much of
It was a 22 to hit. Mm-hmm.
Got it. All right. Okay.
I was like, hey!
And, Will, it's your turn.
Okay. I want to try something, but I don't know how stupid it is. Probably people would be listening and who are experienced D&D players would be like, that's so stupid. But I feel like...
It's pronounced stupid.
Stupid. They'd be like, she's so stupid. She can't do that. And then if you agree, they'll be like, he's so stupid. The worst DM I ever heard. All the people who don't like us are from New York or something. So are we. Guys, we're from New York too. So don't worry.
I'm going to get a 1-star review after this. The title of the review is going to say stupid. And the description is going to say stupid.
And underneath that, it'll say love Lank.
I hope someone gives us a 5-star review and writes that.
Yep.
Stupid. Stupid. Love Lank. Just because of this episode. It'd be that person wins.
The stars something. Stand for stupid. 5 stupid review.
5 stupid. 5 stupid review. Because I'm like, man, it's probably, I don't know. Okay, so like, is a silver, it's just a question. Is a silver piece made out of silver?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
It's not like, you know.
So you're going to pay the vampire. I mean, I called it a vampire.
I did that earlier, too. I was like, it's vampire.
It's because of that spooky werewolf. Three Musketeers bar, you guys.
Yeah. And the communion
wine.
Okay. So what if, because like the only spell I have left besides my cantrip of Eldritch Blast is Chromatic Orb. And I'm like, what if I use Chromatic Orb and I make like a fireball, like an orb of fire, but I try to like put a silver piece in it and I throw it and it like melts and it becomes like a fiery silver bullet. Is that stupid to try, DM?
You can certainly try.
All right, you gotta talk like this, all right? I keep noticing that all my spells that I see people hitting and then the werewolves are healing. So I feel like Will's like, I don't know, Silver, let's fucking try it out. And then if anyone doesn't, like if anyone thinks they saw it, I'll just deny it. And nobody will ever suspect because I never lie. All right.
Okay.
So
what do we got?
All right. I'm going to try to do that. So I'll subtract a piece of silver.
That's right. You better.
All right. So I imagine that I have like a couple silver in my pocket. So I'm like, I'm like, I don't know if this is going to do anything. I'm going to talk like this the whole time, guys. I don't know if it's going to do anything, guys, but I'm going to get a silver out of my pocket. I'm going to throw it in this fiery orb, all right?
Will, what happened to your voice?
What?
And then I'm going to dig a pit.
What happened to your voice?
Altitude sickness. I've been up here for a little while.
I'm dying. Oh. All right. Here I go. Now I gotta look at the spell and see how stupid I'm gonna be. All right. No, wait, that's not right. It's Chromatic Orb. I hurl a 4-inch diameter sphere of energy. Plus my silver piece will just fall out of my hands or some shit. All right. I make a ranged spell attack. All right, so.
Go for it.
All right. All right. And he's like, I don't know how this fits in this orb, but I'm going to try it. Here I go. God, please not be a one. Just like fall on my face. Okay. 15.
That does hit.
Okay.
Which one are you trying to hit?
Oh, I'm sorry. Shit. Who is there one that everyone's been hitting that I could have observed?
The only one that's taken damage that's alive is the one that's marked with a blue circle.
Blue circle. All right. I'm going to try for... He has knee pads on. I'm going to try for knee pads. Hey, knee pads! That's what I say. Hey, knee pads! Eat this silver piece inside of a fiery orb, all right? Guys, I'm working on my accents. If anyone can't tell, I need to do this because I'm a charlatan. All right. So now I roll damage, which is 3d8. Ah, 4. 2. God damn it. 8. Yeah. Jets. I don't know. Yeah, I hoped that was a football team, right? That's a football team. Go Jets. Take this jet of fire!
Not only is it a football team, it's a New York
football
team.
Right, I know! I knew it was... See, I grew up in New Jersey, alright? I grew up in New Jersey, so I know a little bit about New York, but not too much. And I don't like football, but go Jets! And I throw the silver piece in the orb, but it probably just falls out as it goes or some shit.
So
sure we've offended like 3/4 of our listeners so far.
Hey, it's a good impression. I'm also from Jersey,
Wait,
so they'll probably
I would
just
like
make
to take this
me.
Moment to apologize to all werewolves who are listening right now. I'm sorry to have depicted you wearing knee pads and or blue jeans.
And with southern accents for some reason.
The werewolves are like, we are not never nudes.
All right, so so this flaming orb of fire hurls forth from your hand.
My loins.
Yep.
Bow. No, it's bow. Go. Jets.
Oh man.
Stupid.
Oh my god.
All right, it streaks down out of the sky. It impacts into this creature, and he explodes with flame.
Yes!
And then The eagle-eyed among you will notice that about a half a second later, the shiny twinkling object hurls through the sky and bounces right off of his forehead. And I want you to roll a
d4. I roll a d4. All right, cool. With all my rolls, it's going to be a 1. Here we go. That's a terrible job that I just said. Said and did. 1! I fucking Good. Guessed it! Do I get an extra point because I guessed my roll? No,
you get
me.
1 point.
I get 1 point.
And this strikes him, and it this shower of flames radiate out from his forehead, and he roars, "Arr!"
Hey guys, I hit him with a coin!
And he's like, hey, look, I got a penny!
Part of the state building.
Yeah, off of the Empire State Building. You know that urban legend, everybody? Drop a penny off the Empire State Building. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore, so I'm going to nest someone else.
Making a werewolf catch on fire.
The old urban legend of dropping a penny off the Empire State Building and you catch a werewolf on
Everybody
fire.
Everybody look that up on Snopes.
It's the truth.
I'm gonna pee my pants.
Oh my god, guys, I'm so embarrassed that I can do that voice. Like, it's kind of weird. I don't talk like that in normal life. As just yeah, kidding, right. That's how I talk every day, guys. I always do this voice when I do this podcast. It's like this weird other voice, but this is how I talk.
Katie, please, not in front of the microphone. We you talked about this.
You love it.
I know, but...
I do, is how I said I do to you when we got married. I so do.
I
Go
fucking
Jets.
Do.
I fucking do. I hate myself right now. What's happening?
It says 11:19, but yeah. It's really 12:19.
Oh my god!
That's what's happening. Oh. All right.
Okay.
Just so everybody knows, you can edit this out. We're almost done here for tonight.
Oh god. And forever. It's gotta be done.
This is our last stand.
Rafina, how about you take a turn?
What? After that? Are you kidding me? All right, I'm going to just sacred flame the crap out of the other one now.
Which one?
Dude.
Oh, the one that's been hurt.
Yes.
Cool. All right, so go ahead. It's a dex saving throw. So what is your spell save DC?
It is 14.
All right, he does not duck out of the way. So go ahead and roll your
2d8.
2d8.
7.
All right. And that is some fire damage dealt, or is it radiant damage or fire damage?
Radiant, I think. Let me double check. Pretty sure I said radiant last time. I've got 500 pieces.
Yeah, it's radiant. I just checked. You're good. So yeah, the flames course up and down his body, but doesn't look as flamey as like a regular flame normally would.
But they're awesome flames, and they all die the end.
Yeah.
They seriously. Instead of going, they go, ooh.
Wahoo, or something, some kind of song she's sung before.
Exactly. All right. All right, it's Nick's turn to miss. Let's see how well that goes.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Oh, he hit, guys! Guys, he hit! He hit! Oh my god! And he gets to do sneak attack damage because Rafina's there distracting him.
Yes.
Oh my god, he's just, it's just so, it's more that he's just so surprised that Nick finally hit him that he could just, like, slash in. So he does, all right. He rolls max damage on his rapier and then he goes in with his short sword and he goes, quick, 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 quick.
Oh, I like that sound.
He does what normally would be 21 points of damage reduced down to 10 to Mr. Red. And Nick goes, yeah! Patrick, did you see that?
Oh, poor Nick.
And then it's Bathwack's turn.
He totally doesn't respond. He's too cool. No, yeah. No.
I did it.
Stop talking to me.
Living in his shadow.
Let's hit the blue guy again. Sorry, I was trying to think of other things that could fall off the Empire State Building. That's only an 11 to hit.
That's a miss.
All right, try again. Oh, bum, 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 bum.
Oh. I intentionally picked the other one.
You're such a dick.
Well, that's it.
Oh, sorry, Bathwack. And you feel despondent, and you close your eyes for a moment, and as you do, you suddenly in your head, you hear that voice again. It says,
"Oh my God!
Provide the hammer, prevent the bite," and you suddenly are whisked away in your mind, and you see, you have a vision again of that baby lying in the crib that you saw those many days ago.
Oh my God!
And then we go to the werewolves.
Oh my God!
Crap.
Provide the hammer.
Oh crap!
Prevent the bite.
And the yellow one, he tries to slash at you with his claws, Lank. And that is a 13 to hit. No, sorry, 11.
Which, that is a miss.
Yeah. And then he tries to bite you, and that's a 21 to hit.
Yep.
So that does 6 piercing damage, and I need you to roll a constitution saving throw.
Bathwax still nearby?
He is. He's right next to you. You guys are butt to butt.
No. That I'd have to be up on a chair or something. 12, 14 is 16 total.
Okay. Again, your blood runs hot and cold.
My memory has just been so.
All right. Got to think of different phrases for that. Nick's duelist, he is surprised and aghast that he took damage. You see his some of his wounds that Nick dealt shrink back up. Not all of them, but a good amount of the damage he did. And then he hits with his claws. Wow, they're actually doing something now. 8 slashing damage to Nick, and he's going to try to claw him again. And that's going to hit. Wow. Guys, there's actually something to see over there. And he does 9 slashing damage again. Cool. And we go to the blue one, who, if anybody is paying attention, his wounds seem unaffected or unchanged. And he is going to slash at you with his claws, Lank. That's a 23 to hit.
That's a hit.
That's going to be 6 slashing damage.
Okay, well, that puts me into a negative.
All right.
No, I don't like that.
Oh, no. Heal him.
So Lank collapses down to the ground.
Oh, shit.
That we don't notice because he's usually that short.
As I fall, I go, "I am slain! Remember me as I was!"
And then that one is then going to turn to you, Bathwack, and try to bite you. And that is a 9 to hit.
Ah.
And then the green one tries to hit you, Bathwack, slash you with its claws, 13 to hit, and 17 to hit.
Phew.
You're so faithy. It's impossible to land a blow. And then we go to Lank, and I need you to roll a d20 for your first death saving throw.
Oh my God.
Do I add anything to it?
No, you do not.
17.
Unless Bathwack's thing extends to death saving throws.
I think it actually does.
But also, he got a 17, so
yeah.
It's still...
Regardless, it is a success. And then we go to Will.
I'm going to fly over this way so that I can... Oh, shit, I'm moving the whole map. I'm going to fly over so I can get a better view and a more straight-on blow towards the blue guy that I hit with the silver piece.
Yep.
And I'm going to catch... I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast.
Sure you are. Both rays on him?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. A 9 and a 17.
The 17 hits.
Yeah.
So 1d8.
Isn't it 10?
Oh, is it? Yes, you're right. Sorry.
You don't be tell. You don't take all
right,
away
all right,
my
all right, all right, all right, all
right. You love it. Is 10. That a 10?
Yep.
Cool.
But again, it sort of bounces off of him a little bit.
Ugh, I don't have anything else. And, I just keep throwing money at him. Strip! Give me all kinds of money!
And you're
take off those knee pads!
you're a bit despondent there, as you're like, damn it, what else can I do?
Oh my god, really?
And you just hear in your mind, I guess maybe it's time you had a little company.
Oh my god, I just jumped. Like, it sounds like I'm joking, but I seriously jump. And my heart just,
Here you go.
Oh my god!
And, you actually hear that. I'm not playing it just to fuck with you.
All right.
And next to you appears in the air, flying next to you, a miniature dragon. Think of, like, Mushu from the from Mulan. Like, that
it's
size.
Eddie Murphy.
But,
Right? Wait, was that Eddie Murphy?
That was Eddie Murphy. Okay. And in your head, Will, you hear, Will? Will? And it's your sister, Madeline's voice.
Great.
What the hell? What is this?
Oh.
The rest of you see this dragon thing appear in the air next to Will. And you don't hear that hey, you know, any of that, the thing, except for you, Rafina. You hear...
I do?
Yes, you hear that as clear as day, and suddenly you know that dragon thing, it's not just a dragon, that is someone named Madeline, and that's Will's sister.
I heard you the first time.
Yes.
But yes, okay,
but you know that. You know that that's Madeline.
I'm so excited I get to interact with the dragon!
Not only...
Can I see it?
Yes, you can. Everybody can see the dragon, and you see it as a dragon, but you know you know that it's Madeline. Not only do you know that it's Madeline and that it's Will's sister, you know, like, their whole story, suddenly. Seeing her.
No.
You know that she's much younger than Will, and that Will got her involved with, there was a sort of a crime boss person that he was working for. And he got her involved with him in, like, a relationship, basically. And that eventually... it's more complicated than this, and Katie can maybe explain it now or later. How about you explain it?
When my novel is released in...
Well, no, just explain it.
It's basically Madeline was Will's younger sister, and she was very beautiful. And Will, in his efforts to kind of climb the ladder of this criminal enterprise, his boss was immediately very interested in her, and he kind of set them up, even though the guy was like a real dick, like real bad news. And he was kind of... and how do I explain this? The relationship was very, it wasn't good. It was abusive. And then when she tried to exit the relationship, it basically wasn't allowed by the boss. And then, God, there's a lot of things to tell. Fuck, because it's obviously important. You're saying, God.
How did she die, though? It, like, she was murdered by the boss or by...
No. No. So, like, she kind of went from being the boss's girlfriend to kind of being like a courtesan, high-paid whore. And she didn't really want to be that. So she tried to leave, and she kept asking Will for his help. And he kind of was like, you know what? We're really close to kind of taking out this guy. And if I have this power, I'm going to be able to protect my whole family. So how about you just keep staying and keep on keeping on? And he bought her. So the locket that he's wearing is actually Madeline's locket.
Oh.
He bought her that locket. It's like this very expensive locket that has symbols on it that mean Madeline. Like, Madeline is something about like a high tower or something like that. Was right. Madeline means tower or whatever. So it was like this locket. It has a tower on it. It has like all these gems on it. So if it's definitely a woman's locket that he's wearing, it's her locket. He gave her that to kind of try to convince her to stay, because she was always, that was always one thing that he did when they were younger, is he gave her a lot of presents and stuff like that. And then she agreed to stay, but then she went to Bernard instead for help. And Bernard, being who he was, which was just a very kind-hearted, dependable soul, got himself killed by trying to help her get out of... He basically got beaten up by this crime family. And then she killed herself because of she couldn't get out of this situation.
The grief. Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Man, that was a lot to explain, man. I don't know if I explained it very well.
Suddenly, Rafina knows all of that in an instant.
Will's so not a good guy. I mean, it was... He was cheap. Yeah, man. Oh, man. It's like freaking 11:35, man. You give me that explanation right now. There's so much to tell.
I got it.
It's pretty terrible. Like, it's more complicated, but it's basically that's the gist. It's a pretty bad life at one point. And Will's like, just everyone, come on. We can keep doing this until we... Yeah, Will's like, doesn't make the right choices. This is making me nervous as well, because I'm like...
The one blabbermouth in the group now has this information.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Yeah. Hmm. Yep.
So, Will and Rafina, you hear this almost a little shrill, but definitely upset female voice.
And I lose my concentration and I fall out of the sky because what the fuck? Oh my God.
All right. And Will crashes into the brush at the side of the road. There's this dragon swirling above and the remaining werewolves are still slavering for blood.
Oh God.
And it's there. We'll pick up.
Oh my God.
Next time.
Oh my heavens.
That's a terrible... I did a terrible job explaining my very long story.
I didn't prepare you to do for that.
You suck.
You're stupid.
You're so stupid. I'm so stupid.
Oh, here, let me reveal the token I have for, what's-her-face.
Madeline.
Here
let's
see
Madeline.
Is.
Charmander. It's Charmander. Yay. I don't know Pokemon at all, but I know that... Wait, it's Charmander, right? That's his name?
Yeah, that's the young one.
Yeah, that looks like Charmander.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Man, now I feel like that explanation is going... I'm not very good
at,
explaining.
You re-record it yourself and edit it in.
Oh, my God.
In your new accent.
Yeah.
So, Rafina.
It's not her name. It's Madeline.
That derailed in a hurry.
So all that was right was the word so.
But it was actually S-E-W, so I even fucked that up.
So, Rafina.
Don't sew me, don't sew me.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.